Consumer Watch with Wayne Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So your show this morning was inspired by a personal experience.
Yes, partly. So I am a client of our insurance, I have to say that. And I got a call from one of their reps a few weeks back. He started off telling me about the no-claim bonus that I'm due to get at the end of the month, which I knew about already because they'd sent me a couple of emails about it. So then the conversation turned to my premium, and I was made a very tempting offer. I was told that my premium would be reduced by 400 rand a month if I gave them...
Hang on a second. Two 400 rand or by 400 rand?
No, not two 400 rand, so by 400 rand. It's quite substantial.
Okay.
If I gave them names and numbers of people that I know so that... insurance could essentially add them to their marketing database.
In other words, so they could cold call them and try to take out an insurance policy with them.
Yes, try and get them to agree to some kind of insurance product. I didn't find out how many leads I was expected to offer up to get that discount or for how long it would apply and whatever other terms and conditions may apply, because there's nothing that would induce me to violate the privacy of my friends and family members in that way. Our data is valuable, very valuable. Companies wouldn't be willing to pay for this sort of thing. So I simply refused, and I've since found out that you only get the premium reduction for successful referrals. That's the value in it. It's called referral selling. I'm putting selling in inverted commas, and it's outlawed. Well, the selling part, the referral selling, is outlawed by the Consumer Protection Act.
Really?
The Act states, and I'm going to paraphrase the section slightly to make it easier to understand, a person must not induce a consumer to accept any goods or services on the representation that the consumer will receive a rebate, commission, or other benefit if the consumer subsequently gives the supplier the names of consumers.
Okay, well, that makes
so
sense.
So I'm an existing customer, so that doesn't quite fit there, but still, clearly the legislators of the CPA took a very dim view of companies inducing consumers to give up their contact details in exchange for some kind of contact details of their of friends and family or whatever, in exchange for some kind of personal rebate or benefit. Right. And clearly, I'm not the only one who finds this practice repugnant. Sean Crookson tweeted a few days ago, I had another phone call from the same guy, he's talking about an insurance guy, who said he would keep calling me until I provided a list of referrals from my cell phone.
Okay. Huh.
So I took this up with OutSurance's head of client relations, Natasha Kawalesa, who confirmed to me that the company does solicit referrals from its clients, quote, in order to grow our business. In the past, she said, we would increase the client's out bonus if successful referrals were made.
Huh.
Now we offer clients significant premium discounts in return for successful referrals. Although you may feel that this is in bad taste, we know that such referrals can be positive for the client as well as the people that refer them.
Mm-hmm.
And we are often able to save consumers thousands of rand every year on personal, business and life insurance. Participating in our referral promotion is at the client's discretion, and we respect that there may be clients like me who are not comfortable in participating. Those who do not wish to participate can choose not to be contacted again. Of course they can. That's the law. And then she says, talking about Sean Crooks, and I assume we sometimes fail here and erroneously contact the client again for the same purpose.
Mm.
We consider this unacceptable behavior and we'll take appropriate action. For many clients, though, they are very happy to receive a possible discounted premium, love the word possible, and thus happy to participate in the promotion. So you give up your friends and family's data, mind you, and if they don't say yes to anything, you've given it up for what? And you don't get the benefit either.
Yeah.
So I'm quite sure that many of those family, friends, and contacts would not be too thrilled to know that what you've done. I dare say that you've given up their details. I don't really think that that's okay to do it, certainly without their permission.
What about the CPA?
Okay, so here's something that I've actually briefly forgotten. I put that to insurance, but of course, insurance-related services are excluded from the CPA because they fall under the Financial Services Board legislation.
Oh.
And I remember that being very controversial at the time. They did carve that out, but that's the way it stands. So I asked the South African Insurance Association what it thought of this practice of hitting policyholders up for contacts, and was told that the organization is not a regulatory body, just a representative one, and thus it doesn't have a mandate to become involved in the business decisions of its members, as long as they're within the relevant legal framework and doesn't contravene their code of conduct, which this obviously doesn't. So, which brings me to direct marketing. Most of us don't like being cold called. I don't know how you feel, but it's not my thing. Most people hate it. So a company can call you to sell you something once. And if you say you don't want to be contacted again, even if you are already contracted with that company, you do business with them, they have to respect that you don't want to be called. You also have a right to know where your details were obtained. But in my experience, many telemarketers just make that up. They say things like the National Consumer Database, which is something that doesn't exist. Mm. The Direct Marketing Association of South Africa has an opt-out database that you can register on in order not to get called again, not to get spammed, but only the organization's members are obliged to recognize those wishes. So we'll put those details on our blog. It does stop a lot of calls. And unfortunately, the CPA, all those years ago, six plus, made provision for a government-run national consumer do not contact database that would apply to everybody, every company, but sadly that's never been taken up. Oh. It's a financial challenge apparently. So in the meantime, bottom line, if you get a call from someone wanting to sell you cosmetics or an insurance company or whatever, know that they, when you demand to know where did you get my details, know that they could well have got the detail, your details, from somebody very close to you,
a friend or a family,
sleeping with the enemy,
snitches. All right, thank you, Wendy. And yeah. I suppose that app, that there's a couple of apps that you can get as well that also filter out the spam calls, or at least identify
those. You're talking about Truecaller. Yes, there is that. Yeah, but if you want to go, if you want your details to be washed against any telemarketer's list, so that you don't get the call in the first place, I'll put that DMA opt-out address on the blog. Yeah.
All right, that'll be on the blog. Go to ecr.co.za and look for Consumer Watch.